A Cole Olds High School senior leadership are inviting everyone to Pierogies for Peace on Thursday, March the 31st in the EOHS Commons area. The proceeds will support Ukraine, and we have Alla Larionova joining us. She'll be speaking at the event. Alla, please tell us where you're from and how you wound up in Canada.
Hi, everyone. I moved to Olds back in 2008 after graduating the university. Basically came to Olds on a work visa because we were 20 years old and we wanted to travel. Then I ended up staying here because I met my husband and he is from Olds. And I've been living here for nearly 14 years.
Do you still have relatives in Ukraine? And if so, who are they?
Yes, I do. I have my whole family back home. I have my mom and dad and brother. I have many cousins and all my friends are still back home. And it's been really stressful and heartbreaking lately with everything that's happening.
How often have you been able to contact them since this unfortunate Russian invasion began?
I've been talking to them every day, sometimes multiple times a day, because the sirens, the air raid is on and off every day. Sometimes it's on up to 7 times a day. So I just call to check on them if they went to the bomb shelter or what's happening or if there's anything going on that I need to know about at that moment.
For sure. What are their plans?
They are in the western part of the country, so they are relatively safe. As safe as you can imagine, because you never know what's going to happen the next moment. There is lots of refugees in the western area. They all fled from the east that was bombed by Russians. They were talking about coming to Canada, coming here, but for them it's a huge risk. And all of my relatives are thinking of coming to Canada because they don't want to leave their homes behind. Their whole life is back there. And my parents are older, so for them it's harder. It's harder to convince them to come here. But a lot of my friends already fled to Poland with their children, trying to escape the war. Also thinking and talking about coming to Canada. And I'm pretty sure the process is already on, so hopefully.
Can you share with us a bit about what you'll be speaking about during the Pierogies for Peace event?
I'm very glad to have that opportunity to talk to people and actually voice my concerns. And there is a lot of misinformation about this war as well. I sometimes get questions like, why doesn't Zelensky just take the terms that Russia offers him and it'll the war will be ended? It's not up to Zelensky, I don't think, and people think that it's basically a fight for their freedom. It's fights for the country, for their land. It's not a fight for the Zelensky, like some people say. There is a lot of propaganda coming from the Russian side, and I just want people to know the truth, and I want to talk as much as possible about this, spread the word, and not let this slide. Russia has to pay for this.
Anything else that you wanted to mention at this time, or perhaps about a Cole Olds High School's senior leadership taking on a project like this to try and raise some money?
What I would like to add, I want to thank them. That's the biggest part, for doing this, for spending their time organizing everything. And I am sure that people of Ukraine are really grateful for everything. And a big thank you from all of us.
And thank you for spending some time with us today and sharing that information. Pierogies for Peace is on Thursday, March the 31st, and it'll take place in the EOHS Commons area. The tickets must be bought in advance for the 5 p.m. or 6:30 p.m. seating, or they'll be available for takeout as well. The cost is $25 per person, or for children under 12, the cost for dinner is $10. The supper includes homemade pierogies, salad, a smoky donated by Kolb's Fine Meats, and dessert donated by Westview Co-op. Tickets are available at the A. Cole Olds High School office or at Kolb's Fine Meats. And again, the proceeds will support Ukraine.